Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, into the 9 o'clock hour we go. We are live at NRG Stadium. We're inside NRG Stadium. The team is across the street. We're live inside NRG Stadium. We'll be over there.
We're the earliest arriving fans that C.J. Stroud has always wanted and desired.
Yeah,
yes, we're up here ready to go.
That's us.
And then somebody comes in and tells us, the guy's practice is outside. Oh.
Okay.
In the wrong spot.
Can you give us some binoculars,
it's
maybe?
Like the multiple times that I've showed up at the airport on the wrong day. That's
it happens.
It's the life of Seth.
When you do that, is it typically the day before you're supposed to show up or the day after?
I haven't done it in a long time. But
I would imagine if it was a day.
It was the day before. No, it's
always
day before.
Yeah.
You'd
know
if you show up a day late. You've gotten phone calls.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, I only check my voicemail about once a month, too. So, yeah. I'll tell you what. By and large, this was before the days of texting. This was back when, honestly, I was probably walking around with a concussion most of the time.
Yeah, that's fair.
An undiagnosed concussion.
Yep.
And my wife would wake up in the morning after I'd left for the stadium already.
Yep.
And the cereal would be in the refrigerator. The milk would be on the stove. And... And my underwear would be in the garbage. It was only one of those
flying
three.
Flying is a flag.
Only one of those three things was appropriate. Because I pooped my pants at night because I had an undiagnosed concussion.
Concussion, yeah. It's all tied together, yes. All right, let's get to Nick Caley, offensive coordinator for the Texans. The coordinators met with the media yesterday. Nick Caley spent the first game up in the booth calling the plays. This is his first time as an offensive coordinator, so he's still kind of figuring out exactly what he wants to do on game day. He's going to be down on the field for this game on Saturday. Here's Nick Caley on the pros and cons of each approach for him trying to call plays.
Yeah, I've done both. As a position coach, as a non-coordinator, obviously, the last eight I've been on the field. So, starting back, you know, when I was coaching on defense, most of my time was probably split, but I think this is the time to do it. I think there's advantages, you know, to both, and I think this is the time to, you know, to experiment and get a flow for it and the communication through the staff and everything else. So I'm going to do it this week and make an assessment after that. I'm comfortable in either situation. Just want to see what works best for us.
I think the big thing with Caley is he spent time doing both, and from being up in the booth, I mean, the biggest thing is that you see so much more, and especially when it comes to what they're doing in the secondary, how they're aligned pre-snap, where they are with all the markings on the field. There's just only so much you can tell at ground level.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's times when you're on, when you're watching from the ground level, you go to a college game or something and you get field passes. It's the worst seat in the house.
You realize how chaotic it is.
You end up watching the board a lot, trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
I prefer my coordinators to be up in the booth. I understand the ability to speak face to face really matters, and sometimes you can communicate that much better that way. I tend to prefer guys being in the booth. I get why some guys feel like they're more effective on the ground, but I think I'm a booth guy.
Well, and I think, you know, I think CJ's gonna have Gerard. I would assume Gerard Johnson will be down there.
Yeah.
If Nick Caley's up in the booth, so you got that. I would 100% prefer being up where we are. And the fact that you and I are talking about this topic while sitting on the 50-yard line in the booth next to where the coaches call the plays probably contributes a bit to my opinion right now.
I think there's sometimes it depends on how fiery is a guy's personality. And sometimes I think the guys with the fieriest personalities,
being upstairs.
I think they were like Bill O'Brien might have been a better head football coach if he had done
from
it.
Yes.
I'm serious. There's times where, man, you get so wrapped up in emotion and then you want to tear into Tom Brady for whatever. Like, yeah, sometimes you might actually be better off. That fiery personality, more times than not, is actually doing you more harm in the middle of a game.
Yes.
All these coaches, Sean, I was thinking about this the other day. They've got these fantasies. They're military officers and commanders. But the problem is they've never advanced in their education about the way the military operates.
Right.
They've never advanced beyond knowing what a drill sergeant is. They don't know the difference between a drill sergeant and an actual commander in a battle situation.
Right.
They operate very differently, okay?
Yes.
The drill sergeant is there to do one specific thing, and it's to just
scream at
screw people's brains and ego and everything else, tear everything down. Like, most military commanders talk about the importance of keeping your heart rate low and staying calm, cool, and collected.
Man.
You have to be very, very, very careful about how often you lose your temper.
Yep.
But these wannabe generals think that flipping out all the time is what makes a good leader in the military.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. Nick Haley.
During game day, especially.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, your personality on the practice field is whatever.
No, but you got to keep even keeled. So they're trying to put together, not sure if you've heard, they're trying to put together an offensive line here in Houston.
It'll all work out.
It'll be fine.
What's the worst that could happen?
Nick Haley, obviously, as the offensive coordinator, that's part of his task. Cole Popovich coaching that group. They've got to figure out who the starting five is going to be. How close are we to getting a starting five on the offensive line?
Yeah, I think we're working towards that every day. I think it's a good problem to have in the sense that it's a highly competitive group, and they've shown progress across the board. So Cole and Zach have done an outstanding job with those guys. The players have worked their asses off, and I think that, you know, it's a testament to them. So we're going to continue to see who the five most consistent guys are, and when we see a clear separation in that, we'll make a decision on that at the appropriate time.
The biggest wrinkle in this right now is the Cam Robinson injury.
Yeah.
Because he's out there in street clothes. I haven't noticed whether or not he's working out off to the side. I would assume he is, but the behavior of the team, and it seems to be that this is not a serious injury, but it is something that's keeping him from getting prepared for the upcoming season. And it's complicated by the fact that the group that they've had out there with Ariante Ayersry at left tackle and Titus Howard at right tackle might be their best group. That might be the best five that they have.
I think that when they drafted Ariante Ayersry, you look at it and, you know, you think you might be tempted to think, okay, you got a good situation here because you don't know how Ariante Ayersry is going to develop as a rookie,
right,
or if he's ever, you know, at the time when you draft him. You never know if a guy's going to be good at all, but you've got a veteran that can be there at left tackle while you allow Ariante Ayersry time to develop. I think Ariante Ayersry may have, I think he might be further along than maybe the average offensive tackle, second-round offensive tackle right now.
Yeah.
And they're waiting to see exactly how he fares over these next couple weeks. So these joint practice, they're not facing great pass rushers today, but they want to see how he can develop. So I think it's more about Ariante Ayersry right now than it is Cam Robinson.
Yeah.
And that if Ariante Ayersry continues to develop and they feel pretty good about him, they wouldn't mind starting him at left tackle. Ed Ingram is the other guy that might have all the other dominoes fall a certain way. So Ed Ingram, the right guard, has been a starter before, but he got benched last year midway through the season in Minnesota. If they feel, and Ed Ingram played well the other night, if they feel good and solid about Ed Ingram, then it becomes really easy to just say, okay, we put Titus Howard at right tackle, and then we have Ariante Ayersry start at left tackle, or maybe Ariante Ayersry, you know, doesn't start off the season as the starter, but there's a real good chance that he works his way into it.
I have a lot of people ask me, like, okay, who are the favorites right now to start on the offensive line? And if I had to, this is just totally my opinion, and based on combinations they've put out there, the frequency of combinations, because as you pointed out on social media, don't read a ton into who's playing here and who's playing there
yet. Just don't overreact to, like, day-by-day changes.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of monitoring who's with the ones and who's with the twos. over the course of training camp does tell you some things, but they do. They try different combinations out. They want to see different things on a day-by-day basis. It doesn't always mean that a guy's been downgraded because one day he's working with the twos instead of the ones.
Yeah, so I'm factoring all that in when I say this, which is if I had to handicap this thing right now, just observing, I think it's a lock that Tytus Howard and Arriante Arcery are starting somewhere on this offensive line.
Okay.
Cam Robinson's health may dictate if it's Ursary at right tackle, Robinson at left tackle, and Tytus Howard at right guard, which I think would be the combination if Robinson were healthy and were deemed deserving of playing at left tackle. So I think it's a lock that those two start. The question is what position. So the other positions out there, I guess, would be left guard and center are the only two positions that aren't impacted by that ripple effect I just illustrated right there. I would say right now that I would handicap it Jake Andrews with a 65% chance of starting at center for this team, based on how often he's been with the first string, including the game last week against the Vikings. And I would put Laken Tomlinson at probably 85% for left guard right now.
Oh, just only 85%?
Well, they had Ed Ingram playing a little bit of left guard with the ones.
Oh, so if they had Tytus at right guard.
They have mixed other guys in there with the ones a little bit.
I think that part of that might be that Laken Tomlinson is an 11-year vet, too.
And they may have been resting him that day.
They're giving him modified rest days.
I can see that.
I'm putting Laken Tomlinson at 95% left guard.
Okay. I asked him off the air yesterday. Like I said, hey, off the record, do you know if you're going to be what's going to be going on Saturday? He wouldn't give it up.
I think probably a good move by Laken Tomlinson.
Yeah. Can you imagine if I said off the record, I asked him and here's what he said?
When I was mentioning the Panthers pass rushers earlier, a bunch of Aggies probably got mad because Nick Scorton, the second rounder, outside linebacker, He had a good game in their first preseason game. So he's somebody to watch today when you look at Arriante Arcery going. Yeah, the Panthers, sorry. Yep. The Panthers have their second round outside linebacker. He had a good game, and I think they like him. They're high on him. So you'll probably see some Arcery versus Scorton.
That's fun. Yeah, that is fun. Here's one more from Kaylee. Where have you seen progress on the offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, I think it all starts up front, you know, and I've said that. It's not cliche. It's what I believe in. I think you got to be physical. You have to establish the line of scrimmage. And that's in the run game. That's being coordinated in protections. That's not having free runners at the quarterback. That's knowing where we're working to. That's getting a hat on a hat in the run game, whether that's zone schemes or gap double teams. And I think as long as you can start there and you're tough and physical, you can stay on schedule and you can move forward. And not to oversimplify things, but if you do it the other way, like I don't believe that that's the right way to go about things. So we're far from where we need to be, but we're making progress and we're seeing improvement, and we just have to keep continuing to do that every single day here.
There's value in sometimes just being a speed bump as an offensive lineman or a tight end especially.
Yeah.
What did George Kittle call it? George Kittle called pass blocking as a tight end is the art of getting your butt kicked slowly. Like, instead of getting your butt kicked quickly, get your butt kicked slowly and be a speed bump. And
an extra second makes the difference sometimes.
I got weirdly encouraged in the preseason game the other night when I would see breakdowns in the pass protection. I would get encouraged by the fact that usually it was because one guy was getting his butt kicked.
Yeah.
You can work with that, especially because a lot of those are guys that might not make the team or are backups or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You can work with that. What you can't work with is when you've got an all-pro left tackle who is blocking a defensive tackle at the same time as a running back who's blocking a defensive tackle, and the edge rusher is running free to the quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we saw at times last year. And I'm not even saying that doesn't mean that was a mental error by Laremy Tunsil, but it was certainly a miscommunication or some kind of confusion between the running back and Laremy Tunsil. We just had too much evidence of that last year, and you can't compete that way because it's a tackle for a loss, it's a sack, it's whatever it might be. One of the things I was encouraged about as well in the game on a very positive side was with that first unit when defensive linemen were slanting into gaps. Last year, that's where the offensive linemen in the run game especially looked completely had a loss for answers as to how to handle it. They handled it pretty well, you know, and Arriante Arcery was one of them. The guy slants in front of me, just washes him down the line. That was the kind of simple stuff that really put the Texans' offensive line into fits last year. So far, it feels like a cleaner operation.
Yep. Last one here from Nick Kaylee, who met with the media yesterday, and this will be one of the more interesting players, I think, both out here at the joint practice and on Saturday because he has not gotten a lot of runs so far in training camp. He was on the PUP list, but he is getting mixed back in now with the team is Damian Pierce. And he's in a room where it's a crowded room right now, a running back room. Here is Nick Caley on what are you looking for in Damian Pierce.
Yeah, the expectation is just to be the best version of himself. He's a physical, violent runner on contact. I've had an appreciation for him since he came out of college. So, you know, not to press, not to do anything outside of just being the best that you can be, taking care of the football, pressing your tracks, knowing who you have in blitz pickup, and starting from there because, I mean, he's shown what he can do when he gets opportunities to go out there and compete. So I'm excited to get him back out there.
Maybe I'm misremembering this, but I seem to remember at one point if there had been talk of moving Damian over the last couple of years, that one of the teams that really liked him coming out of Florida was the Rams. I seem to remember. I don't know if I'm misremembering that. I thought I'd read that somewhere.
You might have had a conversation with me about somebody.
Okay,
that,
yeah, okay.
That's So I think that there's there's a lot.
I walk around concussed all the time.
There's a lot of teams that like Damian Pierce still, and they're intrigued by him.
Yeah.
I think the thing that makes me uncomfortable, even if you told me, hey, Damian Pierce is going to look just like rookie year Damian Pierce till his last few games that rookie year and he got injured. The thing that makes me nervous about the entire running back situation right now is that if you're going to put your depth chart as Joe Mixon, Nick Chubb, Damian Pierce, we've got serious injury concerns with all those guys because Damian Pierce has been injured so far in training camp, and he's had injuries every year he's been in the NFL.
He's missed games
without getting nearly as heavy a workload these last couple years than he did in the first year. So with Joe Mixon's injury and all the mystery surrounding that, Nick Chubb, and we're not exactly sure who he is or what he is athletically as a running back right now, and then Damian Pierce's injury, even if all of a sudden those guys are 100% healthy today, I'm still kind of nervous about what it looks like during the season.
I have no idea what's going to happen with the wide receiver room and the running back room. There's too many guys in both of those rooms right now. Like somebody who's done some things for this team or done some things in the league is going to get cut.
This is where that super special IR might come in handy a little bit, because this year the wide receivers room is jam-packed again already, where it's really hard to predict who the final guys are going to be. But I think the running back room feels that same way almost out of necessity. And it's that you got guys that you like and you feel good about. Agumba Wale, they just absolutely love because he'll do whatever you ask him to do, and he knows what he's doing. He's a jack of all trades that can actually competently perform the task.
Yeah.
As opposed to the Bill O'Brien version of jack of all trades, which is, I'm going to have this carpenter perform brain surgery today. We'll just give him some notes and we'll see what can happen. Yeah.
Agumba Wale is making the team.
Yeah.
I think.
So, but that's in your running backs room. They love British Brooks, yet at the same time, you've got Jakob Johnson, who can be a tight end / fullback. And, British Brooks is probably more of a running back / fullback. But there's only so many numbers and places to put these guys.
Well, and your tight end room took a hit, too. You know, like
Jakob Johnson can, if you're looking at him as a part-time tight end.
Yeah. Slides into Brevin's
spot.
I
hate it when teams think that they can just take a tight end and make him a fullback. Mm-hmm. Because it's just, the body type usually isn't right. The actual, like, the mindset, everything.
It makes
it hard for tight ends to be adequate fullbacks.
Yep.
I like fullbacks who can play tight end more than I like tight ends who can be, especially when it's your third tight end.
Sure.
It's one thing if you had told me I'm going to take this fullback and make him a tight end and he's your number one tight end, I get nervous. But when it's your
number three
tight end, that gives you a lot of versatility.
Yep. All right, Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. We're live at NRG Stadium. Practice underway across the street. Over at the Methodist Training Center. We will be over there at 10 o'clock today when we hand things off to In the Loop. Hey, I had a conversation with Texans guard, speaking of the offensive line, Lakin Tomlinson after practice yesterday. Talked to him about where things are at in that room. How's he acclimating to Houston? He confirmed a few things about Jamaica for me as well. We'll have that all for you.
He was like your almanac.
He was a little bit. He's my Google. We'll have that for you coming up next.
Possibility means you have a chance. Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll get to Lakin and Tomlinson here in just a second. I spent some time with the Texans left guard after practice yesterday. A few texts before we do that. 713-572-4610. This goes back to C.J. Stroud talking about the different traits that Orlovsky was talking about in his top 10, seven aspects of a quarterback article. C.J. Stroud is not the average third-year QB. He's very mature for 23, 24 years old. Geno Smith is nowhere near C.J. Dan is okay. I'm not going to say that.
He made a Polish slur. Oh, it felt like the 80s.
I thought you were like, making a very coherent, intelligent point, and then you got to drop a
hit us with the Polish joke,
an ethnic slur in the middle of it. What the hell, man?
You guys, there's no place for that.
There's no place for that.
Society.
All right. So
disasters.
C.J. goes on to say, possibly racist person, C.J. don't have a cannon, but he's very accurate and throws a good catchable ball. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I'm not upset over C.J. Stroud not being named top 10 in arm strength or anything like that. I've watched C.J. throw. I'm fine with how he throws a football.
It's the fact that he was rated so – and it was odd out of Orlovsky, because Orlovsky's very much in C.J. Stroud's corner in a lot of ways. That's where I more look at it is I've kind of appreciated and enjoyed, for the most part, the national media has really just hit the pause button on evaluating C.J. Stroud after his second year, because it was such a quagmire around him. And I genuinely expected there to be more hot takes this offseason about how C.J. was overrated, or C.J. was, you know, this, that, or the other thing.
Shows you how bad it was last year.
Yeah, that's true. I think even the people who major in clickbait have kind of said, all right, well, we got to wait and see here. Yep. We'll wait and see what it looks like this year.
Yep. One of those guys is going to be protecting C.J. Stroud this year, it would appear, is Lakin Tomlinson, who was signed here as a free agent. He's been, by and large, the starting, the number one left guard, first string left guard for the Texans throughout camp. I caught up with him after practice yesterday.
Sean Pendergast here in the bowels of NRG Stadium right after the walkthrough, getting ready for Carolina on Saturday, and I'm here with Texans guard Lakin Tomlinson. Lakin, first, welcome to Houston. This is the first chance you and I have had to chat. How's Houston treating you so far?
Man, it's been awesome so far. Obviously, linking up with D'Amico and some fellow teammates I've had, Aziz. It's been great. Everyone's been super welcoming. It's been a smooth transition.
Okay, so that's a good segue right there. I was going to ask you about the O-line room and I'm going to and how things are going on the field, but you brought up D'Amico's name. So when you came into the league, D'Amico, I don't know if D'Amico, did you get to San Francisco first or did D'Amico get there first?
So I think I got there.
What year were you drafted?
I was drafted in 15. So my first team was Detroit Lions. I got drafted there, and then I got traded to San Francisco when Shanahan got there.
Okay.
Then D'Amico came on board, the defensive linebackers coach.
Yeah.
And then, I've been with him there like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. So it's been awesome getting to see him again and just working with him. It's been super cool.
Take us back to that. The D'Amico Ryans that you remember from back in 2017 when he got there in 2018, at that time, you know, you were on the offensive side of the ball, mm-hmm. so it's not like you were in the rooms with him all the time or anything like that, but did you see the makings of what he's become here as a head coach?
100%. I mean, you can see that through the players that he coached as well. You know, obviously Aziz being one of those guys, the young guys that he came in and drafted, Fred Warner, some guys mm-hmm. like that, and, you know, just seeing the passion that those guys play with, and it's a testament to the coach that they had at the time and D'Amico Ryan.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about this offensive line room. As long as we're talking about coaches, how's it been playing for Cole Popovich so far?
What's Oh, man, it's been amazing. Cole Popovich, man, he's an offensive line coach through and through. I love the way he coached the guys, the way he teaches the guys just the in and outs of the scheme. And, the kind of grit that he expects from us and the standard that he's setting for us right now, it's been awesome. And every day we're coming out, we're working, we're trying to get better as a group and building that chemistry. So far it's been great working with him.
How would you describe that room as in totality?
Man, it's been super cohesive. Everyone is just super eager to learn, super eager to work with each other. The young guys talk a lot and ask a lot of questions, which is amazing from a young rookie group, especially from Tay. And, the guys have been just coming to work every day with a grinder's mentality mm-hmm. and open ears to coaching and just putting our head down on work, man. And when you have that as an offensive line room, it's awesome.
How's the installation been so far of the offense?
Oh, it's been great. Every day we're knocking out installs. Obviously, one great thing with guys here is that we've been here since OTA. It's like everyone's been here. So we've had a chance to take a deep dive into that, mm-hmm. build chemistry and offensive line front as well. Just going through the installs together, everyone there, it's been great.
So in the last several days, you've been lined up, you've been at left guard, and you've got Tay next to you, Ariante Ursary next to you. Let's just fast forward a little bit. If it's week one and the two of you, if you're playing next to each other out there, take us through your vet. You just mentioned it, 2015, you've been doing this a decade now. He's going to be playing in his first NFL game. Talk about the uniqueness of that situation, and are there things that you need to do as the guy playing left guard next to a rookie left tackle to maybe help him more than you might need to a veteran left tackle?
Right. I mean, my advice, just to any young guy, have the extreme pleasure of playing, their rookie season. I had the extreme pleasure of playing my rookie season.
Yeah.
And, just come in, and lean on your brothers.
Yeah.
You have a lot of guys that can support you. Either it's me, Trent, Cam, all those guys, Titus, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Just lean on your vets. And, no matter what, the team always has your back.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with a young guy like Tay with so amazing talent and the mindset that he has about his work, man, sky's the limit for him. He's just continuing that trajectory.
How has it been playing with C.J. Stroud?
It's been fantastic. Coming in and seeing his leadership from OTAs and how he connects with the guys in the locker room, it's been amazing. And the way he commands the huddle as well and the way he executes the schemes out there in practice so far, it's been fantastic. I love his approach to the game. I can't wait to see him out there just dominating out there on Sundays.
Okay, now the flip side, how has it been going against guys like, I know they're on the edge, but Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, I'm sure, wind up in your lap from time to time. And even the guys on the interior, Settle and Mario Edwards and that defense as a whole, how's that been?
Man,
in camp?
We have an amazing defense here. And going against those guys every day in training camp, it's an amazing opportunity for both sides to get better. And for us as offensive line, the standard we want for our room, going against that type of defense every day is fantastic. And Coach Miko has a saying, iron sharpens iron, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, when we have those opponents like our defense mm-hmm. going against every day, man, it makes for a great opportunity for both of us to grow.
Okay, a couple non-football questions for you. You're a Duke grad. So yes, I got to ask you, I'm not going to ask you about basketball or, you know, how much everybody hates Duke and stuff like that. I'm not going to do that. I am curious, if you weren't playing football, what would you be doing?
If I wasn't playing football, I'd probably still be in school.
Just learning, huh?
I've always been interested in medicine.
Yeah.
So I'll probably go to med school, be in that realm for
sure. What did you major in at Duke?
So I double majored in psychology and evolution anthropology.
Okay.
And I also did the whole pre-med track there as well. So that kind of was like my, well, that was, you know, if football obviously didn't work out, that was going to be my segue.
Interesting. Okay, now my last thing I've got for you. My wife and I went to Jamaica last month. So you moved here to the United States when you were 13 years old, right?
I was 11, yeah.
11 years old, okay. And you played high school ball up in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I know that. Mm-hmm. Do you get back to Jamaica?
Yes. When we broke minicamp, I took my family there. I have two young kids, and my daughter Taylor and my son Leon, 5 and 2.
Yeah.
I took my family to Jamaica, their first time, my kids' first time back to Jamaica.
Okay.
And I, you know, it was for me, you know, being a proud Jamaican, you know, my heritage is like extremely important to me.
Yeah.
It was very important for me to give them that experience, show them where I grew up, and just being able to have them see a piece of my culture.
Yep.
You know, so yeah, I love going to Jamaica. I try to go back every year.
Okay, we're gonna try to go back. It was our first time. We're gonna
Where'd you guys go?
We went to Negril.
The
one of the big all inclusives there.
My God, fantastic.
Royalton Negril.
That's my mom's favorite place.
It
Royalton.
Is?
Yes, okay. I swear she stays there every time she goes back.
We absolutely loved it. I had at least one thing I needed to confirm with you, because so our limo driver back to the airport, our last day there, so we were talking to him and we were talking our ears off. It was a 2-hour drive, you know, it's one road from
the grill, going around
all
the
way to Montego Bay. Okay, so he told me something. I said, I can't believe I'm hearing this is true. He said in Jamaica, he said when you don't know somebody and you walk up to them, you want to greet them, you just greet them with whatever their physical features are.
Like
he's like watch this, and he rolls down the window to a woman and he says, "Yo, fatty." And I'm like, what? And she turned around and said, "What do you want, man?" He rolled the window down for another guy. He's a big dude. Big dude like you. Yo, Biggs.
Yo, Biggs.
He was calling he called the little, the pool guy at our resort. Was probably 5'2". He's like, "That's little man, right?
Yeah.
That's small man." So is that accurate? Like, would I get in trouble if I started walking up to people saying, "Yo, fatty"?
Yo, we got the thing in Jamaica. Everything's Irie in Jamaica.
Yeah.
So everything's super chill. Yeah. And everyone said zero stress, keep everything one love. And, you know, when you talk to someone, especially that culture, everything's just a vibe. You know what I'm saying? So when you go back, as long as you match that vibe, you have a great time there.
They called him Greg in the skinny jeans. That's what they called him. And, and the bartender called me Pretty Eyes. And I was Hey, Texans guard Lakin Tomlinson. Lakin, appreciate you, man. Flash those H's up for the camera
there. Yes, sir.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I like me some Lakin Tomlinson, Seth.
Yeah,
he is my Jamaican friend.
Hard to dislike that guy.
Yeah,
we talked earlier about how what a shock it must have been to go from living in Jamaica the first 12 years of his life to being plopped down in Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, dude,
that's a challenge right there. That's what he should have said.
I've been to
the combine. At the combine, tell us about a time you've overcome adversity. It was like, I lived in Jamaica, and I went to Chicago,
and then he just drops the mic and walks.
Even though
there's no mic in those meeting rooms.
Yeah. No, I think the biggest thing about him is his extreme durability.
Yeah.
He's not, I get a little bit nervous because in Shaq Mason was a little bit like the previous version of Lakin Tomlinson, I think, was where you take a guard that, you know, is past his prime, not as good as he used to be.
But we know him.
But you know him, and you know how he's going to operate and everything. And with Shaq, I think a lot of it with Shaq was just his injuries. Yeah. I don't want to overly simplify it, but if you want some veteran guys that you know you can trust on the offensive line, you also want to be sure that they're not banged up and injured all the time because they're old. So you take a guy in Lakin Tomlinson that is played a decade and missed one game the entire time.
That's amazing.
And I don't know if that was even because of injury. That might have been the last game of a season or something before the playoffs.
Yep.
So he's been very, very durable. Now, I'm not – age will take its toll at some point, but he's still relatively young by offensive line standards. So for stability, having guys that just they'll simply execute the offense the way it's supposed to execute, all of those things are a huge step forward compared to what they had last year. And I don't, and I wonder sometimes if I'm coming off sounding too meager or something, and just wanting to. My goal, my aspiration for the offensive line is first just get to be an average offensive line. You can do a lot with an average offensive line. And then if everybody else starts to play better at the skill positions, or because you have an offensive line that's at the very least average, then all of a sudden the offensive line becomes that much better because their job is easier. So there's a cumulative effect there, a synergistic effect.
Yep.
But he's the I get bringing him in. I'm optimistic that he'll be a good fit. There are, but I also, you know, you have to be aware that, all right, he's not the perfect offseason acquisition at guard, most likely, but he could be a very valuable one.
Well put. All right. That was Lakin Tomlinson. If you missed the interview, you can obviously follow the Payne and Pendergast podcast and download it. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature if you'd like, and you can go back and listen to that conversation or anything that we've said on the show today. All right, up next, we're about to head outside after this segment, hand things off to In the Loop. We'll find out what they've got going on today. We're going to walk across the street and check out the joint practice. Sam Warren of the Chronicle has five things to look for in these joint practices. So are these things that we should be looking for today and things that we will be reporting back to all of you tomorrow when we get in here on Friday? What are the biggest things we're watching for today? That's coming up next.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A few things on the Texans practice. We are live at NRG Stadium. Seth and I are up in the broadcast booth in the stadium. Across the street, the joint practices have begun. They've already started in on team sessions. A few reports on guys participating and not participating. And I will credit Sam Warren of the Chronicle. He's got one of the best Twitter timelines if you're looking to follow practice. He does every play. He lists the play-by-play of the team drills, and he's got some good video on there. No Cam Robinson. He's there in workout clothes. No Christian Harris today. They continue to ease him back in, Sam says. No Damian Pierce today either. So you got now Nick Chubb is practicing today. He's out of concussion protocol. C.J. Gardner-Johnson is out there observing joint practice with a compression sleeve on his right leg. That's his first appearance at a practice since the injury that you and I both witnessed at the Greenbrier a week ago today.
So there's still a percentage chance that C.J. Gardner-Johnson gets in a fight in this joint practice.
He's out there. Yeah, that's a good point.
He might very well enter the fray
that's
if there's any kind of a scuffle.
Can you imagine? He doesn't tear his knee season-ending that way, but he runs out there to get into a fight and something happens. Yeah, I hope not. Nick Chubb, I mentioned, is participating. Damian Pierce is not. Will Anderson and Henry Toa dap up Bryce Young ahead of the first team session. I don't like that one bit. He's the enemy, Bryce Young. I know they were teammates at Alabama and everything.
I need them to be. I need Bryce Young to be dead to them.
Dead to
this
them.
This is joint practice Roman numeral one of this offseason. It's for everything. Everything.
I'm not going to go play-by-play on all the things going on because on one field, we were able to see it from up here across the street. One field, you've got the Texans offense going against the Panthers defense, and on the other field, you have vice versa. Panthers offense versus Texans defense. The Texans, in the first team session, looks like Xavier Leggett had a catch over the middle for a medium gain on MJ Stewart. There were some run plays here. Scramble from Bryce Young. Xavier Leggett catch on a hitch. Lassiter tackle for short gain. Xavier Leggett false start.
Yeah.
Xavier Leggett go ball touchdown on Jalen Smith, and Smith was holding him as well.
Mm.
So Xavier Leggett already has a touchdown.
Xavier Leggett, after being ejected from the first preseason game for getting into a fight, seems to be a machine right now.
He's a machine out there.
Who was
right
that
now.
Touchdown on?
Jalen Smith, the rookie out of USC.
What are the five things we're looking for here?
Well, can we play Xavier Leggett one more time?
So this is Xavier Leggett after he got into it with Rayshon Jenkins in the preseason game against the Browns. Xavier Leggett landed about a good three or four punches before they went to the ground. They both got ejected. Here's Xavier Leggett afterwards.
Oh, man, it was just something that I shouldn't have did, and that ain't supposed to happen in a football game. So I feel like I owe the fans an apology.
Were you kind of in disbelief that it was even happening in the moment?
No, I wasn't in disbelief. I knew what was going on. But it ain't supposed to happen. He ain't say nothing. We ain't had no exchange of words. It was just, well, how? Yeah.
Companies need to hire him for PR after disasters.
Yeah.
Like the PR cleanup, like after Exxon Valdez. I think people would have been a lot cooler to Exxon if Xavier Leggett had gotten up there.
It just like all in the ocean.
Yeah.
Is
I shouldn't have done that.
The iceberg ran into it.
Oh, man.
You surprised it happened? No.
I love him so much. I'm almost willing to, you know, put down the swords and stop demanding blood. Blood out of this preseason joint practice.
He's just the best.
So, so far, this is a big thing. By the time this practice is over, the biggest thing that I'm really concerned about is just physicality. I just want to see. You can only tell so much in a non-tackle practice and what have you, but it's a different opponent. You got more of your starters out there. I just want to hear reports that the Texans' offensive line was physical, or I want to go see it with my own eyes 10 minutes from now.
All right, here are the five things from Sam Warren of the Chronicle. How does Seth Payne feel about these things heading? These are the five things that he's looking for at practice today. Starting offense, seeing a different scheme.
Yeah, and look, last week they faced a 3-4 defense, but not all the starters were out there, including your quarterback, C.J. Stroud. And the quarterback is one thing CJ, they want him to take a step forward this year is being really involved in the run game and being the direct in traffic with your run checks, your mic points, all that stuff. That it's different when you face a 3-4 compared to the Texans who are running a 4-3 all the time. So that's a little bit of a challenge. And then the other side of it is the Panthers defense last year was one of the worst defenses in league history. They've made some improvements via free agency and through the draft, they would hope. But as far as we know right now, it's not a very good defense. So I want to see that the Texans offense just flat out looks better versus a lesser defense than they've been facing the first few weeks.
Did I hear Aaron Raybould, our producer out here, say that CJ threw a touchdown to Nico Collins out there?
I believe he said that.
Okay, he might be out. I bet he's out watching it right now. Second thing, Ariante Ursary continuing his momentum.
Yeah. And again, this is not, he's not facing Julius Peppers out there. They don't, it's not a ferocious defense.
Not even Brian Burns anymore.
Right. But he is facing Nick Scorton, the second round pick out of Texas A&M, who had a good preseason game last week. And, you know, last week, Arianti Arisri did some really good things against rookies and backup defensive ends. You know, this is he going to start to do the same thing versus a starting offense, and can he look as good last week as he did this week?
Yep.
Or this week as he did last week.
Defensive line remaining dominant.
Yeah.
Yes, that is what I want to see.
And that is the one area where the Panthers did right by bolstering the offensive line. And this is a good offensive line, or at least on paper, it looks like a good offensive line.
They spent a lot of money on it.
Yeah,
sure.
This is a good challenge for them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unfortunately, probably a better challenge than what they're facing on a one-on-one basis against the Texans right now. So the work that the Texans D-line gets versus these guys will be hopefully really,
oh,
really good.
Oh, I see what you're saying. This is an upgrade. For the guys like Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, this is
this is a tougher challenge.
Yeah, yeah. Secondary depth holding up. I recite that one just 2 minutes after saying Jalen Smith got beat by Xavier Leggett for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of their depth right now,
rookie
from USC. But C.J. Gardner, this is a good one. I like this one, actually, because C.J. Gardner-Johnson going out in that practice was a real eye-opener as far as what they have, more appropriately, don't have at safety right now. No Jimmy Ward, no C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They didn't play Kalen Bullock in that first game against Minnesota, that first preseason game. Russ Yeast and M.J. Stewart played practically the whole game. They just don't – I mean, they signed Jalen Mills now. They got Jalen Mills, so we'll get a look at him against some competition. But he's been in the league 10 years. We know about Jalen Mills. But, yeah, the secondary depth holding up is a big one.
Well, and that's where Jalen Mills might factor in, and just that you just – if you feel – you can feel confident that he's a veteran player that's going to, you know, first and foremost, don't screw us up. Versus some of the younger guys or some of the more unproven guys, they might end up just feeling better about Jalen Mills if they don't have Jimmy Ward or C.J. Gardner-Johnson available.
Was yesterday August the 13th? It was.
Yeah.
I think that was supposed to – I got to Google.
Is
I think
Jimmy's
that, I think that was his court date. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I haven't seen anything that's come out of that. So I apologize for even bringing it up. The audience is probably like, well, that's your job is to go find these things. And I But the reason I thought about that was because what I was going to ask you, do you think Jimmy Ward ends up playing another snap for the Houston Texans? I'm putting you on the spot here a
little bit.
Yes
or no.
Yeah.
I'm going to say if I had to bet, I guess I'd bet on no.
I'd bet on no just because there's two things going on with Jimmy Ward, the legal situation and the injury situation.
Yeah.
To me, if it were just one thing, then, like, the injury situation, depending on how this legal thing plays out, obviously, and what they've determined, the league is investigating into it, too. I mean, depending on what they've unearthed in investigating it, the injury thing may end up being way more damaging to Jimmy Ward's chances of playing than the legal situation.
And, like, in these situations, no matter how the legal stuff plays out, the NFL has a precedent of suspending guys when they're in domestic violence situations. Even if they don't get found guilty, or even if there's no legal repercussions, the NFL still has a tendency to, you know, they do their own investigation.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting a suspension of some sort.
Staying out of scuffles.
Or I would guess there's going to be a suspension.
Yeah. Staying out of scuffles is the fifth thing on Sam Warren's list.
I don't want him to stay completely out of scuffles. I just don't want it to be a practice ending scuffle.
I don't need right. I don't need a practice ending. I don't need any Texans swinging fists like Xavier Leggett was. The dumbest thing you can do is punch somebody with a helmet.
You know, the biggest thing is that you got to almost be realistic and tell your guys, listen, we're just going to play football, and it's going to be between the snap and the whistle. That's the only thing that matters. But you got to really be sure that, like, you've got to have a zero tolerance policy for guys rushing onto the field from the sideline.
Yeah.
Because that's when it boils over out of control, it's because everybody runs onto the field.
Yeah.
And then that's when you have to cancel the practice, and it's just a big waste of time.
Oh, Derek Stingley just had a pick off Bryce Young.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bryce.
Mid-season form.
Yeah.
You little worm.
He's so likable, though. He's so likable, and everything that makes him likable also makes me fear for his safety while he's on a football field.
Yeah.
He's so tiny. I don't think you guys understand how small he is.
He's tiny.
It was like the first time I saw Doug Flutie in person on a football field. And I'm like, that doesn't look right.
No, you're not a quarterback.
Yeah. We lost. He got his last-second touchdown. Yeah.
Ah, he's magic, man. All right, Payne and Pendergast, I believe the fellas are in the studio. John Lopez, Reggie Atatula. Boys, how we doing?
Doing pretty well, man. Doing well. It's, I mean, probably the most important day of one of two of the most important days of training camp, right?
One of the in Texans history, most likely.
Yeah. My bad, I didn't take.
No,
it far
but
enough.
as far as coaches, you know, getting a look at your guys in extensive action versus an opposing
more important than the games
first
sure.
string defense or offense. Yeah. They just get so many more snaps against good competition than you see in the games.
Yep. Who do you guys follow while you're doing the show there? Who are you following? Because Sam Warren does some
great. Oh, my gosh.
Sam Warren and DJ Bieniemy.
DJ's got good
ones,
too.
They both do kind of good play-by-plays of each drive.
I mean, are you guys distracted by that when you're, like, following all the stuff going on over at camp with the 11-on-11s?
Oh, all the time. Sam Warren, look, we can all type real fast. I don't know how fast he types it, but it must be pushing 150 words a minute. Because
he's a college athlete. He played football at Syracuse.
He's a receiver at Syracuse.
Yeah.
I mean, so
I don't know how that correlates.
His play-by-play is amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. Apparently, Aziz forced a fumble earlier, too. All right, the defense is doing some
things.
We are
winning this Super Bowl of joint practices.
I got major FOMO going on right now. Yeah, major.
We're going to speed walk over there so fast.
Oh,
we just decide. We laid out our route.
I might just parachute out of the window here.
We realize that we can't. We can't take the hypotenuse because of the security situation. Yeah. We're gonna have to take the 3 and the 4 instead of the 5.
Yeah. That's right. They're just nodding their heads in the street.
I thought you were gonna ask something. I thought you were gonna ask something.
I don't even need to look. Yeah.
Too much Pythagoras for this time.
A little too much Pythagoras. I'm like, that's why I like talking to Reggie and John. They both know what a hypotenuse is.
That is true. Don't ask me to calculate it because you know, I've since put that portion of my life behind me.
Mm-hmm. Question of the day.
That's right.
I don't know how I came up with this question of the day.
No, I know exactly how this question of the day was surmised, and it was in part because of the start of You Fine Fellas show. Where you guys,
what's something you're right about and everyone else is wrong?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we all have that, you know, that where you're right and everyone else is wrong.
We put Lopez at the top of the power rankings for guys that, what was it even about?
I forget.
It was
guys who
would
get thrown out of a sporting event.
Like even if they knew they were wrong.
My favorite part was take a shovel and dig a hole in the pitcher's mound.
Alex Cora stuff. Alex Cora got thrown out while being wrong about what he was arguing about.
I love the quickness with which Seth said your name, John. That was my favorite part of the whole thing. So the question is, what is an I'm right and everybody's wrong?
No. You know it. It's not even a question.
I'm right. Like, you know for sure you're right.
And everyone else is wrong.
I'd have to really sit and think. The one that I'm dealing with most imminently is my opinion that I put out there on how the Alex Bregman standing ovation situation should have been handled by people. Because Chandler Rome slapped a clown emoji on me last night with that opinion. Yeah. So that's the one I'm dealing with right now, because I have a lot of Astro fans coming at me saying that that I'm flat out wrong over that, because Bregman was a hero here.
I told you that.
A baseball hero.
Not in those words.
Yeah. People like John Lopez. Exactly. So you think I'm wrong about that. I think I'm right about that. There's a lot of people who have told me I'm wrong about that.
And I'm honestly blanking, because like, I know I can be obstinate in a lot of ways. So I know there's many examples. I'm having a hard time coming up with something that I'm that wouldn't turn political or religious, and I just don't feel like it. I just don't feel like it right now.
Probably not.
Yeah,
I love this from the 713. Everything. Fair enough.
Everything.
That's good. That text can be about anything, but I love that it's about this topic.
That's right.
All right, boys. Well, it's 10 o'clock.
I hear the antsiness in your voice. We would like to release you to go watch practice.
Like thank you for the release. House, go, I appreciate
all right.
That.
All right.
Time to hit the old dusty trail.
Thank you for delivering me from what was about to be a 15-minute diatribe about the Second Amendment.
Thank you. All right, hey, Reggie, watch this. You Crosstalk brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to KLT, AM KLT, FM HD2, Houston, an Odyssey sports station. Oh, did I mention that Crosstalk is brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.